Well, hello, modern mystics, and welcome so much. Welcome so much. Welcome. And I'm so grateful that you're here to the Corona Gateway live coaching call. Wherever you are in the world, I am sending you so much care and holding you in such support. We are in some weird times here, boys and girls, and there is no better time for us to be developing our mystical work. So I just want to say thank you guys for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being a part of my community. Thank you for committing to your own spiritual work. Thank you for discovering the fact that there is a little bit more to what's going on at the surface for us here, and for taking time to be here. So wherever y'all are, thank you for being here. What I'd love to do, just to be 1,000% sure that y'all can hear me, that if you are on the Q&A call, if you do me a favor, please, and type into the little Q&A box, "Hi, I'm here. I can hear you," coming in loud and clear and all of that stuff. Because sometimes technology, God bless it, doesn't work. So you can, if you just let me know that you can hear me on the Q&A box, that would really be helpful for me, just so that I know that I'm not talking to myself here in the great abyss. And just say hi to me. I see hi from Diane, glad to be here. Let's see, from David, from Reno, can hear me fine. Anthony from Exton, hi, hi Anthony. David, David, other David from Colorado, Dex from New York. Thank you guys so much for letting me know y'all are here. Appreciate it greatly. Elizabeth, yes. Donna, hi, I can hear you. Daisy, I'm here. Great. Gabrielle, hi, I can hear you. Awesome. I did a call, I did a coaching call for my one of my classes the other day, and rambled on for about an hour and realized about 30 minutes into the call that the call had dropped. So yay, I'm glad you all are here and can hear me. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you. Kaya from India, awesome. Sandy from Mexico, Deborah from Toronto. Yay, thank you guys so much for being here. So this time, this moment in time, wherever we are, is, I mean, there are really no words. It is fascinating. It is interesting. It is scary. It is exhilarating. There are all sorts of feels around it that we all have. And the truth of the matter is that none of us have ever experienced this scenario or circumstance before. And we're kind of, there is no map. There is no map. There is no rule book. There is no guidebook. Nobody, at least in our current environment, has done this kind of thing before. And so we are, especially as metaphysicians, as mystics, we are writing a new guidebook for the future that is emerging. And the fact that you guys are mystics, that you are quantum engineers, that you are metaphysicians, that you are spiritual practitioners, that you take your spiritual work very seriously and you've dedicated a certain level of time and energy to that, puts us in a rare and unique position. Because as people who are walking the path to consciousness, and have made it such an important part of our own lives, that when something like this happens in the collective, because of all the training that we've done in our own spiritual work, we are positioned in a unique place to stand as leaders, to stand as signposts, to stand as map makers, so that we can be in a position to help as many people, including ourselves and the people we love and our families and our clients and our loved ones. We can help as many people as possible navigate through this wildly unique moment in time, not only with a degree of grace, but with a degree of power, so that when we get through the other side of it, we are stronger than we were when we started, that we are more powerful than we were when we started, that we are more clear, that we are more conscious, that we are more aware, that we are more courageous. As metaphysicians and mystics, we want to be able to come through this scenario that is existing and unfolding for us moment to moment, not shattered, not shredded, not coming on the other side of this like suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. We want to be able to come through this actually more whole than we were when it started. And that, I believe, is, you know, most of you guys who have your spiritual practice, your spiritual teachers, your spiritual coaches, you're bringing your spirituality, your consciousness, your mystical practice into life so that you can make the world a better place, not only for yourself, but for others. And so understanding how to map this scenario that has never been mapped before is super, super, super important. If we're, as metaphysicians and mystics, going to emerge from this as leaders, as teachers, as guides, as conscious examples for other people, we need to know how to navigate this for ourselves first. Because we are absolutely no good to the rest of the world if we come through this broken. So that's why I thought it was really important to do this call for you guys and to help bring some clarity. Okay, it says we've lost sound. Do you guys have sound? Am I back? Do you guys hear me? Please let me know. Kia, Shannon, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Kaya, it says you've lost sound. I want to be sure you guys can still hear me. Please let me know. Shannon, can you hear me? Damala can hear me. Gabrielle can still hear me. You guys can still hear me. Okay. What I'm going to do is, moment to moment, is I'm going to check in. Just let me know that you can still hear me. So maybe it's the connection to Kaya in India that she's lost sound. So hopefully she'll rejoin us. Great. I'm glad you can still hear me. So this is why I wanted to do this call for you guys. Because as mystics and metaphysicians, spiritual leaders, I don't want to position this as an egoic thing, but as people who are developing our own levels of consciousness, we need to be examples of consciousness to help others navigate through this. So that's why I wanted to do this for you guys, because it's so important to have a mystical and metaphysical understanding and perspective of this beyond the weirdness, beyond the idea that it's some sort of virus, beyond what it looks like on the surface, is super important. And we remember that when we work metaphysically, to work metaphysically, meta means to work beyond, to work deep, to work beyond the surface. And so having a metaphysical perspective of what's happening here will actually help you develop greater security, greater stability, greater intuition, greater clarity, greater confidence, greater courage, so that you can do what you need to do in the 3D world and still be open and expanded and have access to all of your spiritual and energetic resources. While in the physical 3D world, resources are being limited. In our spiritual metaphysical world, we have just as much access to our spiritual resources as we've ever had, and perhaps in this moment, even more access to those resources if we know how to take advantage of this time. So, important thing to know, especially as metaphysicians and mystics, the 3D world is not our source of resources. The illusion of it is that is where we get our support and our money and our health and all that other stuff. It's not accurate. 3D world is not the source of our resources. Consciousness, our personal consciousness, is the source of our energetic resources. Now, that's a really big leap. Okay, I want to be sure you guys can hear me. Marcia, you can hear me. Guys, you can still hear me. Deck says he's lost me. Craig says he's lost me. Just want to be sure you guys can still hear me. Craig says I can't hear you. Deck says I can't hear you. Guys, let me know you can hear me. Marcia can hear me. Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Let me know you guys can hear me. Kaya can hear me. Yes, still good here. Okay. Okay, you can hear. Great. Daisy, good. Okay. So what this opportunity is for us as mystics to use what's happening with the coronavirus. We're going to talk about what that means and be able to use it to serve us, to not limit us. Because what's happening right now is we are in the midst of what I can only call a global initiation, a circumstance, an experience that no one has ever seen, sensed, felt, or experienced before. It is certainly never anything that any of us imagined in our visioneering work. It is certainly unknown. It is certainly unfamiliar, but it is not unnavigable. It is not unnavigable. It is uncomfortable. It is a bit scary, but it is not unnavigable. And if we understand it from a mystical perspective, it can actually be viewed as an opportunity for growth, for transformation, for evolution, for expanded levels of spiritual power, for expanded levels of consciousness. And I want you guys to be really clear about something. I'm not speaking about this from a position of fluffy, magical thinking. Okay, the realities are something's going on in the 3D world, in what metaphysics or mystics called the world of Caesar. There's something going on, and there are parameters being implemented that we are well served to follow. We don't want to, you know, throw on our mystical hat and say, I'm a wizard and I'm going to go out into the world and I'm going to break all the rules because I believe in consciousness. No, we still need to follow the rules of the 3D. That's what rendering unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and rendering unto the Father that which is the Father's, meaning we follow the rules of the 3D world just to follow the law. But while we're doing that, we follow the rules of the Father, meaning we follow the rules of metaphysics. We follow the rules of consciousness so that we can use our metaphysical practices, our mystical practices, while we're in the midst of the weirdness that's happening in the 3D world, to, while we're in this position of stillness, and solitude, some might call isolation, that we can work our metaphysical, our magic, our mystical skills while we're in the midst of the weirdness in the 3D world. Okay, so we want to be able to use this opportunity to take as much advantage of what's happening right now in the 3D world to serve us, to suck the energetic marrow out of all of the energy that is flinging around right now, and to use it to serve us and to serve the world and to serve the people we love and to serve our businesses as we move forward, to serve our health and well-being as we move forward, to serve new realities, to serve new outcomes that are going to emerge through this. So that's what I wanted to be able to help you with this call, to provide you with some tools and some framework so that you can use this time to your advantage. Instead of being used up by it, instead of being chewed up and spit out through fear and through anxiety and through uncertainty, which, listen, I understand that those energies of fear and anxiety and all of that other stuff and uncertainty, I know that they're around. I know that they're around. I am certainly not, I'm not poo-pooing those things. I'm not diminishing them. They are very, very real. But if we have wisdom and if we have understanding and if we have some frameworks and perspective, we can look at what's happening right now from a completely different energetic perspective. And if we can look at something from a completely different energetic perspective, then we will get a completely different energetic outcome, right? They say, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? If you're looking at this coronavirus as a catastrophe, disaster, horrific, oh my God, the world is ending. If you look at it that way, well, guess what? You're going to get an outcome that's in alignment with that perspective. But if you look at it from a metaphysical, mystical perspective, and you're able to understand some constructs here and how to navigate it, then the whole game changes. The whole game changes. Okay? So that's what I want. That's what I want for you. So with that, I want to take a second, I want to take a moment to provide you with a tool. This is how we're going to get started tonight. Because the very tool that you will and can use to navigate through this moment, the tool that you can use to navigate through it with greater peace and power and clarity and openness and is the very tool that is the key to your metaphysical practice. For those of you who have studied with me before, you know that in every coaching, in every class I've ever taught, that the foundation on which we build our metaphysical practice, whether we're working on shaping a vision or whether we're working on generating wealth or whether we're working on initiation practices or whether we're working on connecting with star cultures, it doesn't matter what we're doing metaphysically, we always start with the same tool. And that tool is the very tool that will help you navigate through what's happening right now. And that is the tool of coherence and amplitude of that coherent wave. So this process that I want to walk you through, if you've done it with me before 100 times, great, do it again. If you're new to this, we're just going to walk through a really simple process, and this is going to help you navigate the circumstance. But if you use it consistently, if you use it throughout the day, it can help keep you healthy. It can help you improve your mental clarity. It can jumpstart your intuition. It can keep you grounded and calm and even deepen your mystical awareness to shape miracles. While you're in the middle of all of this craziness, you can be shaping realities. While the world around you is losing their marbles, you can be playing a whole different game. Okay? So, because stress and fear weakens every energetic system that you possess. Stress and fear and anxiety weakens your mental system, your emotional system, your physical system, and your spiritual system. And just so you know, I'm going to be providing you with a free download of a coherence meditation that you can use as a navigation tool. I'll make that available on my website. I'll send you guys an email. I'll let you know where you can go and get that. But for now, what I want you to do is we're going to do a little coherence and expansion exercise here, okay? So close your eyes wherever you are. And I want you to sit wherever you are. I want you to sit up straight with your back straight, like you're sitting on a throne, like a king or a queen, and you're wearing a crown on your head. I want you to sit like you are in a position of power, with your spine erect, with your shoulders back, with your heart space sort of gently pressed forward, like you are in total and complete power and in total and complete peace. Imagine that you have complete and total mastery over your world. And just embody that energy for a moment. Then I want you to take one of your hands and just place it over your heart. And I want you to imagine that you focus all of your energy towards your heart, and I want you to breathe in and out through that heart space, maintaining the energy and the embodiment of power and the embodiment of peace, the embodiment of clarity. Breathe in and out through that heart space as though it were a lung. Imagine that your lungs are pulsing with your heart. And as you breathe in the energy of care, and breathe out the energy of power. Breathe in the energy of peace. Breathe out the energy of grace. Breathe in the energy of clarity. Breathe out the energy of wisdom. And just allow this rhythm of breath and coherence to settle into your system. And sense and feel it expanding, this field of energy. It's infiltrating every cell of your body with a coherent code of life. Breathing in peace and breathing out power. Breathing in security and breathing out wisdom. And imagine this field of energy expanding to encompass your entire body, continuing to breathe in and out through that heart space. And sense and feel this field of energy completely surrounding you, enveloping you in a living, vibrating field of energy and information. And with your eyes still closed, I want you to sense and feel that field of energy around you expanding outward so that it fills the entire room. In this moment, you are influencing the field of energy and information around you, and you are coding the field of energy of the room that you are sitting in. You are influencing time and space using coherence. From this position, I want you to sense and feel the empty space all around you. Don't think about it. Sense it. Feel the empty space in front of you. Sense it. Feel the empty space behind you. Feel and sense the empty space to your left and to your right. Sense it above you. Sense it below you. And from this position of stillness and coherent emptiness, I want you to see if you can listen to that empty space. Like you are sitting in the pocket of God, and the divine intelligence is going to whisper something to you. But you have to listen with all of your being. You don't listen with your mind. You listen with your being. Feel and sense this emptiness. Feel and sense the energy that your body is now resonating with. This tone of coherence. This tone of amplitude. This tone of harmony. This tone of integration. And just feel it. And notice what you notice. And then gradually, gently, bring that awareness that is now filling the room. Gradually, slowly bring that awareness and that attention closer to your body. Bring it back into your heart, keeping that coherent breath. And now without losing that tone, open your eyes. Notice your breath. And look at the world, look at the room, look at the environment around you. And say to yourself, before we go into the work or of the rest of the call, say to yourself, remember this. This is your tone of power. This is your tone of coherence. In this moment right now, I'd be willing to bet that you don't feel afraid, that you don't feel anxiety, that you feel pretty calm, that you feel pretty peaceful, that your awareness is open and expanded, and there is potential here. This tool of coherence is something that you are invited to practice daily, consistently throughout the day, while we are in the midst of this scenario. Make this a new energetic language that you speak. This is the core, this is the root of every mystical practice. This is the doorway to your intuition. This is the doorway to your innovation. This is the doorway to the quantum field that helps you shape new realities. This is the gateway energetically to the field of all energy and information. Practice this as much as you can while we are navigating the circumstance, and notice what you notice. And what I also want you to become aware of is you've noticed that every time I've mentioned the dynamic that we're in right now, that I've never once identified it as a crisis. I've never once identified it as a pandemic. I've never once labeled it as a thing that needs to be resisted or fought or feared. Because here's the reality that every metaphysician and every mystic understands. That everything we navigate in the 3D world is nothing but energy. Everything we navigate in the 3D world is nothing but energy. And if we collapse it into meaning by saying, it's a catastrophe, it's a pandemic, it's a disaster, it's a crisis, then we solidify that dynamic in our 3D world, and we solidify it in our mind, in our body, in our spirit, and in our cells. So in this ever-changing, rapidly, moment by moment, every moment is different in this scenario, resist the temptation to identify or label it as anything other than a situation or a scenario, right? The moment you apply meaning or define a circumstance or a situation, you solidify it. As metaphysicians, we understand that everything that is occurring right now is nothing but energy. And if we can keep that energy flowing and moving with a degree of grace and a degree of spaciousness, which is what we just created, we created a calm, coherent tone, and we expanded our being. Because what's happening right now in the 3D world is there's a massive amount of energy moving through very small spaces. People who are constricted by fear and worry and anxiety and uncertainty and not knowing, that limitation of fear creates a constricted small space. And anytime you run a massive amount of energy through a very small space, you generate turbulence. You generate distortion. You generate very difficult energy to manage. I want you to think of it like a white water river. That a white water river, if you've ever seen a river that is full of white water, you know, waves and foam and crashing, and sometimes you'll see some really brave or insane soul riding a boat down that white water, that white water is there because there's a massive amount of energy called water moving through a very small space. That's what creates white water. When the banks of the river expand, when the tunnel through which that water can move moves open, when the river bank grows wider, the river grows calm, the river grows stable. The guy in the boat now can put his feet up and have a beer and suntan, or you know, take a nap. He doesn't need to have his hands on the oar. So this is what is happening right now. Massive amounts of energy moving through very tight spaces. And the people are the tight spaces. And so what we have to do in order to navigate this scenario right now, just like the guy in the boat on the white water, he's navigating his boat through that flow of energy. He's not arguing with the white water. He's not saying, you shouldn't be doing this. This is bad. This is wrong. This is dangerous. La, la, la. He's not doing that. He's not arguing with the flow of energy. He's navigating it. He understands what's happening. He's not taking it personally. That white water in the river is not angry or holding a grudge against the guy in the boat. It's impersonal. It's just energy moving through a tight space. The more coherent you are and the more expanded you are in this situation, the more gracefully, the more elegantly, the more efficiently, the more powerfully you'll be able to navigate your life, your businesses, your realities at this moment. While everybody else around you is losing their marbles, you are holding on to the oars of your boat and you are navigating through the white water. You don't surrender. You don't throw your oars in and say, I'm just turning it over to the universe. Don't do that. That would be unwise because you still need to steer. You still need to, you know, get up and brush your teeth, and you still need to, if you're a business owner, you still need to manage your business. If you've got family and children to take care of, you still need to do that. There's stuff that still needs to be done in the 3D world, the world of Caesar. So you still need to know how to, you still need to manage your boat. But if you can open yourself for expansion, if you can generate that practice of coherence and opening your energetic field so that you can generate a field of stillness, spaciousness, and emptiness, then the energy that's moving around so vividly in the 3D world doesn't get stuck in you. It doesn't get stuck. Okay? So that's a really powerful exercise to develop, and it's a powerful understanding to recognize about what's happening right now, 3D world. As mystics, as metaphysicians, we look at stuff in the 3D world, and without passing a judgment on it, we look at it and say, what is the underlying energy here? What is the energetic structure? What, if I look at this energetically, what do I notice? What do I sense? What do I feel? We don't look at it literally. We don't look at it in the 3D world to say, oh, you know, schools are being shut down and people are sick and dying and, you know, economies are being manipulated. And maybe this is a man-made thing. And maybe this is all about chipping. And maybe this is all about control. We don't look at that. That doesn't concern us. As metaphysicians, we look at the energy and we say, what is the energetic foundation here? And super simply put, we say massive amounts of energy in a tight space. And if you're going to step out into the world to be a person who brings goodness and clarity and consciousness to a situation that is lacking those things, then you'd better be sure that your energetic field is open so that that energy is moving through you in a way that generates grace and peace in others, right? I went to the grocery store the other day to pick up some food for a friend of mine who doesn't have a car. And there was a guy there at the grocery store who was the epitome of incoherence in that, you know, he had surgical gloves up to his elbow. He was wearing a mask. He had big goggles on. And there's no judgment to that. I understand there's fear happening, but he was contributing to the environment of distortion. And was actually doing more damage to the environment energetically than he ever would have if he had the virus, right? So we want to be really sure that when we are out and about in the world, when we are going to the grocery store if we have to, or we're taking care of things that need to be taken care of that are essential, that we are doing it from that position of openness and not from a position of restriction. And it can be challenging when you're looking at, you know, when you're looking at media, when you're looking at the news, when you're listening to what's going on, it can be scary. So, but this practice will help you navigate that, because what the coherence and the expansion does is that coherent breath work, it stabilizes your nervous system, and your nervous system then influences your brain and stabilizes your brain. So you're not coming into this situation from a position of fight or flight. You're coming from the position of growth and expansion, not constriction and limitation. Okay. So practice that coherence, stillness, and expansion, and notice what you notice. Notice what you notice. It will be different for each of you based on what your unique life needs are at this moment. It'll serve you uniquely. Okay, so that's the exercise that will help you navigate this and amplify your metaphysical and mystical power at the same time. It's a double whammy. Okay, so now let's get to it. Initiation, transformation. This corona situation is a gateway. It's a gateway. Now, what does that mean for us as metaphysicians? And how can knowing that it's a gateway help you navigate through this process so that you can come through it stronger, clearer, and more empowered? Okay. So, again, let's look at this situation metaphysically, energetically, without labels. Number one, the tool is of the mystic is awareness and curiosity. Simply put, there's lots of energy moving through a tight space, and it is generating fear. Okay, life events are changing, shifting. That's a lot of energy. That energy is moving through minds, through hearts, through bodies, through bank accounts, through work scenarios, through family situations, through all sorts of physical structures, generating fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. Right, and when those circumstances are activated, when uncertainty and lots of energy moves through an evolutionary process, that generates fear. It's also important to recognize, and this is really important as well to realize, that as a gateway of evolution, so this is an opportunity for upgrade. Every time there's a gateway of an evolutionary nature, there's always a downgrade before there's an upgrade. There's always a breakdown before there's a breakthrough. When a baby first learns to speak, they will, before they start to shape their first words, they'll return to their old babbling ways. That's because the neural pathways in the brain that were once shaped are being broken apart to shape new neural pathways in the brain, to shape new language. Before a new skill is mastered, oftentimes there is a plateau or a retreat. Before an electrical current upgrades, it drops. Before the phase in an electrical current moves up, it always phases down before it phases up. So this scenario that we're in right now is an energetic downgrade is an energetic phase drop before there is an evolutionary phase up. It's just like a caterpillar turns into a chrysalis before it turns into a butterfly. The old system comes completely apart. There's a downgrade. When the butterfly is a chrysalis, it's nothing but goo. I'd say that's a pretty substantial downgrade, before it becomes a butterfly, before the new system emerges. So in every process of transformation that occurs over time, there are four gateways that happen. Every process of mystical transformation, there are four gateways that happen over time. What's happening right now in this moment is we are navigating all four of those gateways at once. So, holy clusterfuck, Batman, we are moving through the gateways that we are normally privileged to navigate through gently, one at a time, moment by moment, over weeks, months, even years. We are moving through them all right now, all at once. And these are the four gateways to evolution and to ultimately to spiritual freedom. The first gateway is fear. And that fear is rooted in the element of fire. The second gateway is inauthentic power, or powerlessness, if you want to call it that. And that gateway runs through our eternal our elemental energy of water. Let me back up a little bit. When you're walking through the gateway of fear, and that is the element of fire, that tends to be rooted in spirit. That tends to be rooted in energy. So you'll be noticing that the fear feels like it's burning you. It's hot. It's fiery. It's rooted in energetic spirit. So the first gateway is fire. Its basis is in fear. Okay. The second gateway is inauthentic power. It's rooted in the element of water, and that tends to be rooted in our emotions, right? Our emotions are kind of all over the place. One second we're feeling really stable, the next second we're really terrified, the next second we're really confident we can navigate this, the next second we want to crawl under a rock, right? Our emotions are all over the place. That's the gateway of inauthentic power. The third gateway is confusion. And that is the element of air, and that's rooted in our mind. We're confused. We don't know what to do next. We don't know, what do I do? What do I do? This is very confusing to me. Somebody give me a map. Somebody show me. I'm so confused. I don't know. I have no mental clarity. That's the third gateway. The fourth gateway is soul fatigue or burnout. And that is rooted in the body, that is rooted in the element of earth. So what we are navigating right now, the gateways of fear, powerlessness, confusion, and soul fatigue and burnout, it is influencing our spiritual energy, our mental energy, our emotional energy, and our physical energy all at once. Right? Talk about an initiation. Holy crackers. Right? And so if we're not aware of these dynamics, then when we're faced with them, it's really hard to be stable in any of it. Right? It's really hard to be stable in any of it. So when we navigate through each of these gateways, so think of the first gateway of fear and the element of fire, the energy or the state of being that overcomes fear is not what we've been told in the spiritual new age, that spiritual new age says there's only two energies, fear or love. Love isn't going to help you get through the gateway of fear. Courage is going to help you get through the gateway of fear. Courage. You're going to need to muster courage to navigate this. Just like the guy in his boat on the Whitewater River, he needs courage to hold on to the paddle and stay coherent and stay conscious. Love is not going to help him in that moment. Courage is going to be what gets him through the white water. So at the gateway of fear, we exercise courage. At the gateway of powerlessness, we generate power, authentic, spiritual-based power. At the gateway of confusion, we generate clarity. And at the gateway of soul fatigue or burnout, we generate enthusiasm and a zest for the mission ahead. So we can see how there's a lot that is being called forward out of us at this moment. It's a multifaceted, multidimensional energetic equation that has so much potential in it, so much power in it. But if you don't know what's happening, it can pull you to pieces, right? So those are the four gateways that we are navigating right now. And again, if you were just doing your regular spiritual practice, you would get to experience these gateways one at a time. You'd be like, oh, courage or fear. Okay, I can navigate this. What am I afraid of? Let's do that now. And then maybe a couple months later, you'd bump into a gateway that's rooted in powerlessness. You'd be like, oh, let me navigate this one. And then a few months later, you'd get to work with confusion. And then a few months later, you'd get to work with burnout. No, that is not happening now, right? As we are navigating this evolutionary moment, these energetic powers are being unmistakably invited out of you. And the reality is you can decide, you can choose. You get to say, I'm going to step into my courage. I'm going to step into my clarity. I'm going to step into my warrior, my spiritual warrior nature. Your spiritual warrior is the one who helps you overcome soul fatigue and burnout. You get to step into that. And or we can stay in the scared, powerless, confused, victimized state. We get to make choices here energetically. It's entirely up to you. Entirely up to you. And when you make these choices willingly, the process that you navigate becomes an honor and a privilege. So the first gateway that we walk through is the position of fear. So the first place that we deliberately put ourselves in the position of is choosing courage, right? So I want to do another quick exercise here with you. Quick exercise to help you. This is another really powerful tool that will help you navigate what's going on. And think of it again like the guy in the boat on the white water. Imagine a guy traversing or navigating. He's by himself in his boat, his little boat, and he's traversing that white water. He's paddling. He's got to steer, right, because he's got to keep his boat balanced. So he's not let go of the oars. He's very active and present in the navigation of the white water. And just picture that guy as he's paddling and there's all of this energy around him. He's going to have to breathe in a certain way to be able to manage what he's managing, right? If he's paddling through that energy, he's not going to be like, la, 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 do, 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 all is love and all is light and all is fairy dust. Nope. He's going to be breathing. So he can keep up with the energy of the river and cultivate the energy he needs. He needs to alter his state, put himself in a position of courage so that he can move energy through his body so he can move into phase with the energy that he is navigating. So first thing that we do is an exercise that puts us in the position of courage. It is called the breath of fire. So is it no wonder that as we're navigating the gateway of fear, which is the element of fire, and we're wanting to generate the energy of courage, that in order to do that, we use an exercise called the breath of fire. Okay, so this is an exercise. So stay with me, follow me here. So I'll walk you through this really quick and then we'll do it together. So what you do is you take two short breaths in quickly and you just sort of at the top of your lungs, and then you breathe out a bit slowly. And then you breathe in one long breath, filling in the lungs and the belly. So it sounds like breathing quickly. Then you breathe out. Breathe in quickly. Breathe out. Then one long breath in, filling the lungs and the belly. Then you breathe out. Then you breathe in quickly. Breathe out slowly. Then you breathe in long, filling the lungs and the belly. Then you breathe out. So it goes. So in quick, out, in, out, in quick, out, in, out, in quick, out, in, out, and just let that rhythm develop. In quick, short. Breathe out slowly. One long breath in, filling the lungs and the belly. Then breathe out. Two breaths in quickly. Out. One long breath in. One long breath out. Notice what you notice. Allow that breath to state a rhythm. One long breath in. One long breath out. Two short breaths in. Breathing out slowly. Once that settles into a rhythm, and again, I will provide a guided meditation for you guys that will walk you through this. But as that breath sets into a rhythm, I want you to take all of your attention inward and let that breath just take care of itself. Just let it settle in, let it loosen, let it open. And as you do that, I want you to repeat to yourself, I have all the power I need to overcome my fear. My soul is unafraid. I have all the power I need to overcome my fear. My soul is unafraid. I have all the power I need to overcome my fear. My soul is unafraid. And let that energy occupy you. Let that energy infect you. If we're going to play a game of infection, we might as well infect ourselves with energies that is beneficial. And just notice what you notice with this breath. And if you have other practices that are rooted in breath, especially that generate energy, particularly there are different kinds of fire breathing. This is just one example of fire breath. If you have other examples of fire breath in your own world, then use them. what we're wanting to do in this moment is we're wanting to alter our state, our energetic state. And then, so that energetic state is spirit. That's the element of fire. And then what we're doing through our affirmation, through the declaration of, I have all the power I need to overcome my fear, my soul is unafraid, that's a mental and an emotional and a physical energetic construct that we run through our circuitry, that our nervous system starts to embrace and goes, woo-hoo, this is some different energy. Again, it's like the guy steering his boat through the whitewater. He needs to be very present. He needs to have a clear mind. He needs to have his emotions very balanced and ordered. He needs his body to be active and stable and powerful to help him do it, right? So that he can navigate that scenario with his soul being unafraid. So he's not coming from the limited perceptions of fear and worry about what the 3D world is doing around him. That white water is doing some crazy shit. But he is present and unafraid so that he can get through that white water and get to the place in the field where the energy opens and expands. And he can then pull his oars in, kick his feet up, have a beer, and float. Right? So use this pattern of breath and affirmation when you need extra energy to face the uncertainty, to face the confusion, because shit's changing moment by moment, second by second. And we don't know what's going to come around the corner tomorrow, but we need to be able to navigate it, whatever comes. And listen, eventually, just like all forms of energy, this scenario, this circumstance will pass. It's not forever. It's constantly moving. It will pass. It will shift. We will get to the other side of this white water. It would be really wonderful to be able to do it from a position of enthusiasm and zeal and courage and clarity, power. Right. This will pass, but we might as well make the best of it while we're in it. Okay. So if you can use this pattern and this affirmation when you need extra energy, when you notice that you're getting a little hung up, you notice you're getting a little tripped up, you notice you're feeling a little insecure about something, use this. And it will help you move through that. And it will provide you with extra energy to face that uncertainty, to face that fear, and then you'll be able to let the fear go. You'll be able to thank your fear for their service to you, but you're going to have the energy to move beyond them so you can take meaningful action in whatever way you deem important or necessary. So this moment in time, this scenario in time, is a multifaceted gateway that is inviting us to activate all of these levels of power within ourselves. It's inviting us to activate our spirit. It's inviting us to activate a clarity of mind. It's inviting us to activate a clarity and a balance and a harmony of emotion. It's inviting us to activate meaningful, grounded, physicalized embodiment in the 3D world, so that we can be examples of consciousness. And it's an invitation so that we can integrate and awaken all of our levels of being, so that we can move into whatever is coming on the other end of this, however it looks, when we get to the other side of this unknown portal. That when we get to the other side of this opening, that we are masters when we get there, that we're not basket cases. And then we can help other people step into their mastery. So this moment in time is giving us access to our entire spectrum of light and our entire spectrum of life force. if we know how to meet it. It will help us break apart all of the limitations that we up until now have been cruising through, we've been coasting through, and now the universe in its constantly evolutionary and unfolding expansion is saying, all right, we're ready for a major upgrade. We're going to boot you through all four of these gateways right now. Super heightened initiation opportunity. Let's go for it. Let's break this limitation. Let's activate these higher realms of light and life and life force, and not in a cliched new agey kind of way, but in a really rooted, hardcore in every single cell kind of way, so that you show up in the world when all of this shakes out and you are a force and a power to be reckoned with. Oof, that is mighty, mighty, mighty stuff. That's what this opportunity is for us as metaphysicians. Deborah says that fire breath is good for the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. She recognizes it from her shamanic practices. Yes. Yes, my dear Deborah. It is a shamanic practice. Shamans need courage to go into other dimensions. Shamans need courage to go into other realms. It does. It balances the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. What is happening right now is that people's nervous systems, because of all of the energy moving around, people's nervous systems are being dragged through the meat grinder, right? The stress, the uncertainty, the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the shifting into survival mode, because the energetic resources of the 3D world have all been dismantled. How do I survive? How do I pay my bills? How do I educate my kids? How do I retire? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? The nervous system is going into overdrive survival. The fire breath, exactly what you said, dear Deborah, balances the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. It puts them into coherence. If the nervous system is incoherent, it functions in survival mode. When you're in survival mode, you can't think straight. When you're in survival mode, you can't use your intuition. When you're in survival mode, you can't think creatively. You can't innovate. Your body shuts down. You get sick really easy. Right? But if you're coming from a position of coherence, order, and balance and harmony, you move and you balance parasympathetic and sympathetic. Your body moves into coherence. It shifts out of survival mode and into growth mode. And when you're in growth mode, the different regions of your brain that are essential to you being creative, you solving problems, you finding innovative strategies, you developing new business ideas, you being able to coordinate your schedules while your kids are at home and your husband's at home, and that's what this helps you do. Yeah. The shamans know their stuff. Shamans know their stuff. Deborah says, the time seems surreal. However, weirdly, I feel so much more interconnected, cozy, calm, and content. I'm not striving to earn money because all of my four contract jobs, sources of income are shut down. That striving to generate work and income caused a lot of stress. This time feels to be in movement and stillness at the same time, like an opportunity of different potentials, kicking my ass to see what I no longer want to do, ways I've been repetitively living my life while transforming into something new. Not sure what that looks like yet, but it's okay. It feels strangely fucking good. Ha ha! Yep. Abso-frickin-lutely, my dear Deborah. Yeah. Isn't it amazing when the resources of the 3D world are removed, how that forces us inward? How it forces us inward. And when we are forced inward, that's where the true metaphysical work happens. So, and that's when we have greater access to everything, to light, that information and energy that is all around us. And so that brings me to our last point of our conversation here today. This idea of light, this idea of life force, brings me to the idea of the sun. The sun in
our 3D world is the source of life force. It is the source of light. It is the source of energy. It is the source of information on our planet. Right? Every living being is sourced by the sun in this our earthly 3D reality. The sun is our true energetic resource. Right? So the sun plays a very important role in what we are navigating right now. In all metaphysical practice, in all esoteric practice throughout history, in all mystical practices, the sun plays a crucial role. You see it in ancient Egyptian mystical culture. You see it in ancient Christian mystical culture. You see it in Babylonian, in Mesopotamian. You see it in Aztec, in Mayan. You see it in every mystical culture, the respect and the reverence of the sun. In mystical culture, it's not because we are worshiping the sun as a god, but rather we understand it as the life force on earth. It is the bringer of light. It is the bringer of information. And in this 3D consciousness, in this 3D reality, it is the bringer of consciousness. It is the bringer of consciousness. The sun, when you look at the sun, particularly when you look at the sun during an eclipse, a solar eclipse, when the moon passes between the earth and the sun, and the sun itself is blocked out, and all you see is the sun corona, the corona of the sun, that light field is the corona, the energetic light field you see when the sun gets blocked out. Or if you're looking at an image of the sun, and it's drawn with you know, the rays of the sun coming out of the circle of the sun, that's the corona. The corona is 1 million, has 1 million times more energy than the sun body itself. The corona is 1 million degrees hotter than the sun body itself. The corona has an energetic and magnetic field thousands of times stronger than the sun body itself. The coronal field is what provides energy and information here on Earth. The light that we experience on Earth, the warmth we experience on Earth, the electromagnetic field we experience on Earth, all of the photons and all of that light energy we experience on Earth, we are experiencing in the coronal field. We are in the coronal field of the sun. It is the thing that gives us life. It is our true energetic resource. Let me say that again. The coronal field of the sun, you are sitting in it. You are sitting in it right now. And it is the true energetic resource that provides us with access to life energy, to spiritual energy, to mental energy, to emotional energy, to creative energy, to innovative energy, to financial energy. It is the source of it. Carried in the quantum field of the energetic force of the entire universe, the coronal field of the sun is our true energetic resource. And we have access to it through our consciousness. If you've ever seen images of saints or a picture of Buddha or an image of Jesus, and they've got a halo around them, right? Those are images of advanced spiritual practitioners, right? Jesus, Buddha, some exalted spiritual saints. They have a halo. That halo is their corona. It is a representation of their spiritual energy manifested through their being. And another word for corona? Nope, not beer, crown. So when we talk spiritually and we say, I'm activating my crown chakra, what we're doing there symbolically is energizing our own corona, our own energetic field. So when I heard what they were calling this scenario, as a mystic, I was like, wow, there is some mighty powerful shit going on, but it's not what we think it is. If we look at it metaphysically, we see the very name they have given this circumstance, this situation for us right now as metaphysicians, inspires us to go deeper into our power and activate all of our spiritual energy so that we can energize our own corona field so that we can become enlightened beings. And we can use this time right now to do it, to push us over the edge into enlightenment. So the symbolism of this moment in time, the symbolism of this event, is not for us to be terrified by the potential of a virus that's going to attack us and destroy our culture, but rather as mystics to use it to activate all of our potential, to navigate through this moment in time, to become all of who we really are, to create new realities, to create new outcomes, to evolve. That, as a metaphysician, anytime when we look at a circumstance or scenario, we look into the meta of it. We go deeper, further beyond the superficial, what appears on the surface. And we go even beyond the ideas of conspiracy or, you know, was this a created outcome? Was this an artificial virus generated to, you know, that is still too superficial for a metaphysician. We look deeper, more profoundly at the energetics of a scenario or a circumstance, and we look at the labeling of the circumstance to gather as much information as we can so that we can use it. Because even a scenario that it is as daunting as this one, everything that happens in the 3D world is happening to continue to advance and evolve consciousness. That the creative impulse is always emerging in new ways. And it will use any tool it has at its disposal to do that. And so for us as metaphysicians, if we can see the meta of this scenario, then the things that become possible for us can be life-changing. David from Reno says, the corona proved that light bends from gravity. Without the eclipse, Einstein couldn't prove his intuition. That's some powerful shit. Yep. Absolutely. The corona of the sun is so important. It's and I'm only touching on the surface of what the potential of that is. So I felt it was crucial to reframe for you all what this moment in time offers us. And so, as I said, I will be providing you with the guided meditations that I offered for you in the breath and the breath work. But as I say, if you have other fire breathing exercises, feel free to use it. And I am, because I just think it's important, I am going to be putting together a Corona Gateway Masterclass. My schedule right now, I was supposed to go into a 3-month group coaching, but I think this is far more important. So I'm going to be putting together a 6-week masterclass, and I'm going to put it together pretty quickly because I think it's important that you all have access to it. And I'll be it'll be 6 weeks of more of this, and with a lot more content, a lot more training, a lot more navigate through every single gateway, the gateway of fear, the gateway of powerlessness, the gateway of confusion, the gateway of burnout. We'll go through all of those. We'll go more deeply into the power of the corona, the meaning of the sun, the multidimensional framework that is the sun, truly, in that it's not what we think it is, and that it's not a big glowing ball of gas in the sky. It's actually a portal of consciousness. We'll talk about that. So I'm putting that together. I'll make an announcement in the next day or two about what that will look like. But I just think there's so much more to be said about this and how we can use this time, how we can use this time in really powerful ways, so that we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid of anything. What I hope to be able to bring to you guys. So if you have questions, now's your time, now's your shot to ask the questions. You can type them into the Q&A box if you're in the Q&A thingy there. You can type them in. Or if you're on the phone, you can hit *2 to raise your hand on the phone, and I will I'll answer the phone and we can talk live face to face. If you have a question, you can raise your hand. So I hope this, remember what I said earlier at the beginning, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So if we can look at this dynamic as an opportunity, an invitation for growth and expansion and power and all of those other things that are, you know, can emerge through them, then holy moly, that's a very different scenario than, you know, what people are telling us in the media. And listen, I get it. We're a bunch of wackadoodle mystics, metaphysicians, right? They're certainly not going to be talking about this in the news. It's not going to be posted anywhere in a Shannon says, should we just turn off the news? Yeah. Yeah, we should just turn off the news. Absolutely. Because listen, what the news is, what any kind of media is somebody else's perception of reality, and that person just happens to have a bigger soapbox than, you know, your local friendly neighborhood metaphysician. So yeah, should we turn off the news? Absolutely. You know, obviously be kept in the loop that, you know, school closures and all that other stuff. But, you know, listening to people say, well, we've had this many deaths and we've had this many exposures and we've got this many live cases and it's growing and it's expanding. It's like, oh my gosh, nope. Not in my wheelhouse. Not in my wheelhouse. And for those of you who have children, we want to be able to encourage them that they have control. Because I was speaking with one of my clients today. We had a coaching call, and she's got a beautiful young daughter who's very concerned and very afraid of what she's hearing in the news. And her sweet daughter is afraid that mommy and daddy are going to get sick and they're going to die. Well, as metaphysicians, we understand that our framework of energy is in complete control of our immune system. We know as metaphysicians that if we are coming from a place of coherence and peace and happiness and grace and joy, that our nervous system and our immune system responds to that. And so if you have children who are worried about being sick, you say, hey, you know what? We can keep our immune system strong by, let's go for a hike. Let's go out in nature. We can't go to school. Let's go for a hike. Let's make some cookies. Let's dance. Let's play. Let's party. Let's. It's so funny. I just saw an email come from the city of Pasadena. We're talking about social distancing, and they've got a list of what to avoid, where to use caution, and what's safe to do. what they say is what's safe to do is take a walk, go for a hike, do yard work, play in your yard, clean out your closet, read a good book, listen to music, cook a meal, family game night, go for a drive, group video chats, stream a show, call or text a friend. We should be doing this shit every day anyhow. Like, what? Like that safe to do stuff is what keeps our immune system happy and healthy. Right? It's so funny. Safe to do while in the midst of this. Oh, it's safe to do all the things that are normally safe to do and that you should be doing anyway, but you haven't had time to do it because, well, you know, you're too busy. Marcia says, are you going to send us a link to listen to this again? Yes, I am. I'll be sure that you guys have access to the replay. So, yeah. Daisy, dear Daisy from Bodfish. Where is Bodfish, Daisy? That's a town I've never heard of before. Where is Bodfish? Daisy says, thank you so much for this reminder. I find myself so angry and annoyed by all of this with my sword ready to charge. Now I sit in my aura, changing the world from my seat. Teehee. Yes, Daisy. Yes. 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 Fucking A. You are changing the world from your seat. Yes, my love. Here's what's super important to understand. You can't change the world or heal the world if you're fighting the world. You can't change or heal anything if you are fighting it. You can't change or heal anything if you are resisting it. So anger and annoyance and swords going into this dynamic won't work. Never have. This is why in metaphysics and Christian esotericism, mysticism, they say resist nothing. Resist not evil. Don't fight evil. Transmute it. Understand it. When you understand the thing you don't understand, you can transform it. Stevie Wonder has a wonderful lyric in his song Superstition. He says, if you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Let me say it again. If you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. That's the lyrics in the song. That if that's not a word, if that's not metaphysics and consciousness, I don't know what is. If you believe in things you don't understand, you'll suffer. If you believe in what's going on right now and you don't understand it, you're going to suffer. But if you're able to look at it metaphysically, you won't. And yes, now you sit in your aura and you're changing the world from your seat. That's a position of power. That's a position of power. That's where you belong. That's where you belong. Right? We are way too mighty to be fussing with this. Daisy says, near Lake Isabella. Daisy, my love, where's Lake Isabella? Where is it? Wendy says, such a great opportunity for personal development and expansion. Thank you for this amazing gift. I can't wait for the 6-week masterclass. I can't wait to share it with you, Wendy. I'm really excited by it. It's odd. It may be strange to say, but I'm really excited by all of this. And as mystics, metaphysicians, we kind of could be, should be. David says, from Reno, David says, I received a subpoena for something I witnessed on Martin Luther King Day, and the subpoena was summoning me on Fat Tuesday. When I felt like I was being followed, witness stuff, paranoias, or precise intuition, that was my challenge. I had to file a report completely based on my intuition. This corona thing is child's play. Time to invest in resort stocks. Laugh out loud. Yeah, you're right. The constructed corona thing is child's play. The authentic corona thing is where you'll find your power to invest in your resort stock. Yeah. He goes on to say, amen. Craig says, hi, Simone. Craig's calling from Australia. Craig says, hi, Simone. Thank you so much. Always great to have your clarity and help. I heard once that spirit can use viruses to upgrade our DNA. Do you have any ideas on this? Thanks so much. Well, this virus is being used to upgrade our DNA. in a number of ways, right? Certainly, we as metaphysicians, using the energetic construct of the virus as a potential in the 3D world, we're saying, I'll use it to upgrade my DNA in ways that are strictly energetic. I don't need to get the virus in order to do it. And any kind of virus alters our DNA. Some ways that would be considered beneficial in, you know, increased immunity function, et cetera, and some other ways that might be considered detrimental. So I suppose it depends on the virus. But again, anything in the physical 3D world, if used wisely and appropriately, can be used to upgrade us, upgrade our consciousness. Right. So I suppose it depends. Marcia from Knoxville, Tennessee says, thank you. This has been inspiring. Daisy laughs out loud, says 1 hour east of Bakersfield in Kern County. Thank you. Thank you. So you're in California. I didn't know Bodfish was in California. Thanks, Daisy. I appreciate that. It's like, where the heck is that? Kaya from India says, thank you so much. A lovely sharing and a gift to the world. I'm grateful to be in India and away from the hype so far, and hoping to inspire people to stay in integrity at this very interesting time. Gotta go. I have a client to care for. Love and blessings to you, Kaya. Thank you for being with us, Kaya. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you got your connection circumstance handled. David says, check this out. Two guys are getting out of my Uber. I said, you guys feel like FBI. Guess what? One was FBI. He showed me the badge. This intuition still hasn't shown me what the path or puzzle is. The path or the puzzle is right in front of you, my love. Why was an FBI guy taking an Uber? Are they cutting funds for the FBI? Poor guys. So all of this is an opportunity for us as metaphysicians. I really hope that what we talked about today has spun this in a new way for you, has reframed it in a way that alters how you approach everything moving forward. And the reality of it is once this all shakes out, once it all settles down, in whatever way it's going to settle down, we're going to be in a new reality, right? New ways of doing business, new ways of engaging with family, new ways of running factories. You heard probably by now that because they shut down all the factories in China, that China's air quality is better than it's been in 60 years because they're not pumping shit into the air. It's going to alter everything. And so a new normal is getting ready to emerge. And what's really fun is that if you as a metaphysician, as a mystic, position yourself in a position of awareness and consciousness and power, then you get to be one of the people that shapes the new reality. That's rooted in awareness and consciousness and cool things like that. Golly, again, what an honor, what a privilege. And we don't need to put our Superman capes on and, blast into the new reality saying, we are the mystics and we shall save the world. No, as metaphysicians, as spiritual teachers, we tend to do it a little bit under the radar, right? We tend to sort of do it on the down low. At least that's certainly been my strategy, right? I like to kind of like the FBI, I kind of like to infiltrate things and go in under the sly. You know, nobody knows what I, nobody knows what I do except you guys. Deborah says from Toronto, Simone, I just sent you an email with an image. I tried to upload it here, but I'm unable. It's an image a friend just sent me that really spoke to me on multiple levels. I'll see if I can access it. Deborah, I'll see if I can look at it. I'll see if I can pick it up on my phone. Linda from Tallahassee says, I think we have seen our true home, and now we are in its tractor beam. What is there to fear? Everything that has been holding us back is falling away, and that's what we've been waiting for. That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. You know, it's so fascinating to me that people, especially who are rooted in spiritual practice, who have been wanting to shape a new reality and wanting to, you know, create new outcomes for light and love and all of that other stuff, they get surprised when stuff like this happens. It's like, yeah, this is totally what we've been praying for. We've been praying for the old reality to fall away and the new reality to come in. And this is what happens. So it's kind of like, as I kind of always joke, I say, well, this is kind of what the spiritual adventurers have been praying for a long time. And now here it is. How are you going to manage it? How are you going to navigate it? How are you going to, you know, how are you going to do it? The little image that Deborah sent me is about social distancing. And it's a picture of a little girl in a red polka dot dress playing with bunnies and ducks and a frog. And she's got a little bird sitting on her head. She's clearly out in nature, communing with nature. And the tagline above her says, fuck off, I'm social distancing. Perfect. It's so perfect. Yep. Although we don't need to carry the fuck off energy, but yeah, it's absolutely right. Sandy goes on to say, everything is powerful and stillness in this growth as a quantum engineer. Thank you so much for your time and care in nurturing our path. You're welcome. You know, you've been at it. For those of you guys who have been at your spiritual and mystical practice for a long time, for those of you who have studied with me before, this is what we've been preparing for. You know, the work may have been disguised as shaping elemental wealth, or it may have been disguised as shaping your vision for the future. It may have been disguised as initiation or connecting with your soul family or your spirit, your star family, your star beings, whatever. It's all of that work has prepared us for this moment. All of that breaking away old conditioning, all of that being able to develop our coherent power. It's all prepared us for this. Yeah. And the reason that I know and sense and feel that this is really an important moment beyond what we see on the surface is because it's something that none of us could have ever imagined. None of us could have ever imagined. And that's how you know when higher consciousness is activated. When we're wanting to manifest miracles in our world, when we're shaping outcomes in our world, we are 1,000% attached. We're 1,000% focused on the outcome, but we're 1,000% unattached to how it shows up. We let go of how it's going to show up. We leave that to the higher mind. So as spiritual mystics, as quantum engineers who have been working towards enlightenment, who have been working towards spiritual evolution, who have been working towards a spiritual maturity, a unification with source energy, the idea that it would show up in a way that we could predict would be unlikely. And so this has shown up in a way that none of us could have predicted. Well, Sylvia Brown, the psychic who passed away several years ago, apparently, my friend told me this, apparently she did predict this. It's in her book that said in 2020 a virus will show up. It'll disappear as quickly as it came along. But the fact that it is so unprecedented is an indication to me that in some way, in fact, in every way, regardless of how it is showing up, it is coming from a higher level of consciousness. Right. Deborah goes on to say, the image of the little girl that says, fuck off, I'm social distancing, says to remain true to ourselves and what's important, nature, our true playful nature, etc. Yeah, love it. Love it. I might get me a little red spotted dress. David goes on to say about the FBI, if they dress like Mick Jagger, everyone would know they were Mick Jagger. You know, those FBI guys. So I hope this resonates with you guys. I hope you will take stuff into consideration. I hope you'll join me in the 6-week masterclass, as I say I'm teaching right now, quickly, so that you can. I want to put it together quite quickly, so that you can, you know, have access to all of the information while we're in the midst of this. So I'll keep you posted on that. And please, I'll also be, like you'll say, I'll have the replay available for you. Please share this with your friends. Let them know that, you know, you got an interesting perspective on what's going on and how it helped you. And share it with your friends. And play with it. Be curious about it. Don't just take my word for it. As metaphysicians, I always say, I'll give you the details and you go out and play. You go out and experiment. You go out and see if it works. You go in and see how it serves you. You go in and see how it feels. Take what serves you and disregard the rest. Right? But at the end of the day, we want to be able to be in this circumstance right now, in this moment, and be all of ourselves. And access all of our potential in this moment. We don't want to be limited by it in any way. We want to be able to access it all. And so that's why I felt that this call was important, so that you guys can use all your power, because it's ready and waiting and available for you. So Shannon says, thank you, Simone. Your wisdom is so real and grounding and helpful. Hugs and kisses. My pleasure, my dear Shannon, and we will catch up. We will catch up for sure. And I know there was a question. Let's see here. Just double check that I'd be sure that I've gotten any. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's it for us today. Let me go to the phones and just see if anybody's got their hand up. Dex says, thank you. I've discovered so much. Dex from New York City. I said to Dex the other day, New York City must be really fascinating because it is such a hubbub of a town, right? There's just always so much going on. And he's just in that position of stillness and witnessing and observation. So thanks, my Dex. Deborah goes on to say, Simone, you are truly an authentic mystic and shaman with and without those labels. I don't know of anyone else like you the way you share. Inspiring, refreshing, full, real, super grateful to have this opportunity and hit of you, Simone. Much love, Deborah. My pleasure, and thank you. Thank you. You know, it's really important to me. It's really important to me that this work be grounded, that this work be rooted in something that, you know, I'm not speculating about anything. The stuff that I share with you, the stuff that I talk about, the stuff that I teach, I've experienced it. I've walked through all of those gateways. I've had the experiences with the sun and other mystical experiences that have been very real. So I'm so grateful to know that the stuff that I teach you really resonates and hits you well. That's the best. Dex says, I'm going to go play with all of this wisdom now. Yes, you guys go play. Go play. David, this will be our last comment. David says, when you told me that you picked a fantastic profession for spiritual growth, it was the coolest thing anyone could say. David is a professional poker player, professional gambler. Yeah, professional poker player. And when I met him, I said, you've got a fantastic profession for spiritual growth. That's what he's talking about. He says, it was the coolest thing anyone could say. I'm just saying, I'm beginning to see what you meant or what that message sent me. I had the discovery, transformation, more and more awakening, and I'm starting to integrate. I had to do what I did. I'm receiving the knowledge more and more. I think the best poker player is the most transparent in the real world. Poker is the dimension or feeling. Always be good and be yourself. Leave the poker at the table. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm glad it's resonating so powerfully with you. I'm glad. Domla says, thank you. Barb says, Simone, I had a really weird thing in my intuitive practice happen yesterday. Can I call you to share and get your perspective? Email me, Barb, and we'll set something up, okay? David says, cousin up and seppin. I don't know what language that is. Ukrainian, maybe? Thank you very much. You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody are welcome. You're all welcome. Let me just see. Okay. I don't have any hands up on the phone. So with that, my dear quantum engineer, modern mystics, visionaries, initiates, Corona Gateway navigators, I want to say thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your questions and your comments. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for committing to your spiritual practice. Thank you for showing up in this moment in time with all of your light blazing. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of your spiritual adventure. I consider it a true gift. And so I'm going to send you guys off now with the greatest of care and all sorts of ideas for you now to settle into sleep with some new perspectives. And I know that when you put them into practice, they'll serve you well. Stay tuned for the information coming forward for the masterclass. I'll share that with you shortly. And I'll also be sharing the link so that you can get the guided meditations, the free downloads for those as well. So with that, I send you off into the world full of light and power. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.